Welcome into Diamonds in the Desert. Haley Stasiak and Jordan Hamm here. On the very first day of spring training in 2018, baseball is officially back. Most of the Diamondbacks have already reported to camp, whether pitchers, catchers, or position players. Today we mostly saw pitchers and catchers. We caught up with Alex Avila and Brad Boxberger on their arrivals, and Torey Lovullo broke some too early spring training stuff, I guess you could say, down. Some news: when we walked into the clubhouse, there was an empty locker in between 27 and 30, which could be the number 28. It could be the number 29. As Torey Lovullo said, he was kind of caught off track when one of the journalists in the room called it out and said, "Hey, what is this?" But kind of an interesting little thing that they recognized there.
Yeah, and you never know how this this has been one of the most unusual off seasons that we've seen. So makes sense that they might just leave a spot and not make everybody slide
and
over.
And it's worth noting that everything is numerical too.
Yes. So that, yeah, that makes more sense with that. They're just keeping all of their options open. And I don't think it's been any surprise that it seemed like J.D. Martinez enjoyed playing here. Torey Lovullo said he didn't really read too much into the comments that J.D. has made about the club or the advice he gave to Alex Avila about, you know, saying this was a good place to go. But he did say that the feeling was mutual. So that could be something there. You know, we said yesterday on the Brad Sesmet show, if you're the Diamondbacks, you're going to try to play to and appeal to those feelings of, look, you know who we are, you know how this works. There's a really good give and take right here. So if they could get creative with the money, I think that's the only holdup of mm-hmm. I think he would like to be here. That's just speaking with him when he was with the team. But if they could get that worked out, I think that there could be something there, but who knows? This has just been such a strange offseason with the way the free agents have gone.
Lovullo opened his press conference by saying that all of that stuff is put in 2017. Yeah, it was a great year. Yeah, they reflected on it. They took the time in the offseason to appreciate it, but it's 2018. It's a new year. They're ready to get going and gear up and get things started in 2018. What is your one thing that you're most looking forward to in the next couple months?
Seeing the steps by the newcomers, especially in the bullpen, seeing how the closer's role shakes out, whether, you know, Lovullo kind of said, here are the three names everybody's saying. It could be somebody else. Who knows? You know, Archie Bradley going into last spring training was a starter. And in the course of 6 weeks, he became a reliever. And then the rest of the season, he became a very good reliever. So a lot could happen. But seeing the way how Brad Boxberger pitches, I think a very accomplished and very good pitcher, but has had his injury troubles. Having Yoshi Hirano come over, want to see how he transitions over.
Sounds like everyone's pretty excited about him.
And he has that skill set that I think will translate well to the major leagues. So, you know, that's something to look forward to as well. And then, you know, how does Archie's role? He has been pretty selfless in the roles he's taken on, and even when Fernando Rodney was struggling last year, and there were you know, essentially torches and pitchforks trying to get Fernando Rodney out of that closer's role. Bradley said everything you were supposed to say. I don't know if he wanted to be in the ninth inning or if he was just happy, you know, shutting down the eighth. Mm-hmm. So we'll see the way how his role will evolve, and I think that'll be interesting to see over the next 6 weeks. Coming right out of the season last year, they said Archie's probably going to get stretched a little bit to have that potential. If he wants to start and there's a spot for him, then he could. But I'm sure as that progresses, they'll put him in different situations as well.
For me, it was a question that was brought up in Torey Lovullo's press conference today about the outfield situation. Mm-hmm. Obviously, with the questions with J.D., like, that aside,
JD or any other, I think that Hazen is probably fielding a couple different guys right now.
But beyond that, somebody asked, I believe it was Nick Pecoro from AZ Central. He asked about Peralta being left or right field. Mm-hmm. And then a follow-up question by Steve Gilbert from MLB.com came.
Nothing gets past
about Yasmani Tomas and what if he was a given starter in center field. And Lovullo said he didn't want to address that question yet because he hadn't had the conversation with Tomas about it. But knowing now, I mean, we've talked a lot about that middle infield position being an up in the air thing. Sure. And lots of guys competing for that, but now after hearing that and I believe Lovello said it was left field. That was Peralta's strong suit.
Yeah, and he's been playing right field. The analytics showed, and what Lovello saw was left field was stronger for Peralta than right.
So one of those corner infield, center field positions is now up for grabs in spring training.
Potentially, yeah. And, you know, Yasmani was kind of the penciled-in guy last year going into the season, had his injuries. Look, he's a defensive liability. He is. There's no way around it. They tried him at third base. That clearly did not work. So they have kind of tried to hide him the best that they can. But it's
spring training and coming back from the injuries, you never know.
Totally. Yeah, and we don't know how he's responded to having core surgery, which I don't know if there could be a more vague term for a surgery as a core. It's like when they do the hockey disabled this, where it's like lower body injury or whatever. But we'll see how he responds to it. If he can get a hot start offensively, look, if it's the old adage, if you can hit, they'll find a spot for you. So if he comes out of the gate swinging, literally and figuratively, they'll find a spot for him. But I don't think there's a guaranteed spot for him right now. Maybe it's Socrates Brito that might assume that position. He's been at the top of the prospect list the past 2 or 3 years and has had some cups of coffee at the major league level. Or it's they go make a trade, they go bring in a free agent. There are still, I think we heard there's still about 100 free agents still out there, major league quality. So there are guys that if they can get creative and maybe JD doesn't work out, but they can get a guy at a cheaper deal that they can bring in and be a pretty good contributor.
Was there anything out at workouts today? Obviously, the guys are getting back to basics. They were running through the motions again. A few guys had their bullpens. I know Robbie Ray had his bullpen. Archie Bradley was throwing a bullpen. Shelby Miller is scheduled for later in the week. And obviously, guys are going to have their scheduled bullpens early next week as well. Was there anything that stood out to you about what you saw?
I was just watching the new guys and the way they interacted and tried to. I spent quite a bit of time watching Alex Avila not only work with Jeff Mathis to kind of go over some things, but also Robbie Hammack. You know, former Diamondbacks catcher, and I know he works a lot with the catchers now. So that was something that I was just keeping an eye on. Obviously, like you said, it's pretty okay.
It's day one.
Let's put the car in drive and let our foot off the brake, and that's about where it's at. So it's not like you're gonna see, you know, guys completely, you know, going pedal to the metal. But in terms of, you know, you're always gonna hear so and so came in, you know, in the best shape of his life and things like that. But it actually wasn't today. It was last week. We were at the Waste Management Open at the Pro-Am, and we both saw Pat Corbin and said, looks like he's kind of filled out a little, but looks like he's been hitting the gym. So he looked like he was in really good shape. So it'll be interesting to see. Also spent some time with Anthony Bonda this morning talking to him and about kind of what he's learned. Again, he's a guy that's could be a long reliever for this team at the big league level. He could stay down in AAA and become a starter or continue to be a starter. But he said that Pat Corbin was a guy that really kind of took him under his wing when he was at the major league level. So that was also interesting. Pat's a very quiet guy with us, but I think a lot of guys in the clubhouse really like him. I think that, you know, and again, Pat's not an old dude by any means, but he's logged a lot of major league outs.
You mentioned Alex Avila, and earlier I mentioned that we caught up with him and Brad Boxberger. Avila made an interesting comment when he was talking to some of the media. He said that when he talked to Torey Lovello and Mike Hazen, he told them that playing for the Diamondbacks and playing against them last year was suffocating.
Yeah.
And it was hard to get guys out. And I thought the use of suffocating was very interesting there. But he mentioned it was just hard to get guys out last year.
And he saw them. He had an interesting year last year because he started the year with the Tigers, was traded to the Cubs. So he saw them pre JD Martinez and post. So he didn't really specify, but it seemed like kind of across the board. And I think actually when the Diamondbacks went to Detroit, they either swept them or won the series pretty handily, if my memory serves me correctly. But yeah, I think that's a great representation of what this lineup can do, and the fact that they're still trying to bring in pieces. And, you know, it seemed like I saw Mike Hazen a lot today, but it seemed like it was him going to the next spot a lot, or like kind of like half running or going up the stairs like three steps at a time. It looked like he was working a lot of the phones and things like that. So I think something could come through in the next couple of weeks. I don't know if it's Martinez, I don't know if it's someone else, but it looks like they're leaving no stone unturned in this, as we said, very strange offseason.
We chatted with Brad Boxberger, and he kind of said that he's been in Arizona for 2 weeks now, getting acclimated. It's going to be tough to learn everyone's names. And he was mingling with the guys in the clubhouse this morning. It's just that getting to know you kind of thing. You and I, as we were walking around the grounds, watching workouts and stuff, we're talking about how coming into a club like this and not necessarily knowing anyone, he was with the Rays, so he was in the American League.
Sure.
And transitioning back into the National League, he was with the Padres for a bit. So he has a taste of the flavors of the National League, but going from primarily American League to National League to a new team, obviously, yeah, it's tough. This first day of spring training is like new school kind of thing.
Exactly. Yeah. New school. You're not quite, you want to get going and you want to do the baseball portion of it, because once you get into that, you can get into your routine and life becomes easier. But it's also kind of like, okay, I'm in the building with all these new people and we're still not quite that. We're still about a week or 10 days away from actually playing games and stuff like that. So, that's obviously got to be a tough transition. And, you know, same goes for Yoshi, obviously coming to a completely new country with a language barrier and, all of that. So it's a transition. And, you know, in the case of Avila, he signed like a week ago.
Mm-hmm.
So his life outside of baseball is probably pretty turned upside down right now, trying to figure out, you know, all the moving logistics and things like that. So
what was interesting about Avila, too, when we were in the clubhouse in the morning before workouts, you mentioned that he was chatting with Jeff Mathis out in the bullpen area. It was interesting how they were interacting in the clubhouse as well, because you could tell like they were starting to form a bond. And
yeah.
Last year, all of those catchers that we had last year talked about how they were always communicating and always conversing about the different pitchers and having those conversations. And so it was interesting to see that dynamic was already starting with those two, and their lockers are right next to each other too.
And the dynamic with the Diamondbacks catchers might be a little bit different than other situations, because if it's like last year, Avila is probably going to get about 85 games. Mathis is probably going to get about 60. Herman's going to be mixed in, whether it's catcher, first base, outfield. John Ryan Murphy, he's in the big league clubhouse right now as well. So
and
that's
they have
another
a couple
option.
Minor league guys. And
they said they wanted to, with the versatility that Herman provides, Mike Hazen felt comfortable having three catchers on this roster. So it's not really like, okay, here's the guy, here's the backup, here's this. Like
right, all but that of these worked guys, perfectly it, for the like, Diamondbacks last year.
Yeah, and it's, I think it's good. Let's piecemeal all of this together. So it is, you know, and not saying that it would be if, let's say, Jeff Mathis was the guy and starting 120 games, but it's not, you're taking reps from me. It's, I feel like collectively that group and really the team as a whole is like, we have 162 we need to get through. How are we going to put the pieces of this puzzle together where we all contribute? Mm-hmm. So of course Mathis is going to, help in any way that he can to Avila, especially going through a new clubhouse last year. And, you know, he was a first year player for the Diamondbacks last year as well.
It's nice to get that start right at the beginning of spring training and not have to adjust the middle when everyone's kind of already gotten acclimated to each other and
totally
fresh start combined.
Yeah.
Baseball is back. Spring training has officially begun. Keep it on sports360az.com for all of your baseball content at every level of the game. Thanks for joining us.